Hey everyone, it's David Chen here in your Cast of Kings feed with my co-host Joanna Robinson to make a special announcement. Joanna, how are you doing today?
I'm doing so good. It's so good to hear your voice, Dave Chen.
Yes, and if you're listening to this, it's because you probably heard our plea during the final emotional episode of Cast of Kings to not delete this podcast from your feed. And so if you're hearing this, you're one of the people who has been holding out hope that a future episode would be released. Sadly, this is not an episode of A Cast of Kings. It's not going to be talking about Game of Thrones, but we do have some cool announcements for you, especially if you're longing for more TV recap content from me and Joanna Robinson. Joanna, what are we here to announce today?
We are here to announce dueling podcasts, rival podcasts. Dave and I, independent of each other, have decided to do podcasts with the second season of the HBO series Succession, and it's kind of funny that we decided to do this because if you've seen season one of Succession, this is a story of sort of a battling family, sort of all scrabbling for primacy or like a throne made of iron or something like that, you know. So here we are in fine Succession fashion with rival Succession podcasts. Dave, who's your co-host and what is your show called?
So my podcast is called The Sweet Smell of Succession, and you can find it at successionpodcast.com. Very easy to remember. I'm hosting it with Tara Ariano, who is a great TV recapper from way, way back, old school TV recapper from Television Without Pity days. Let's talk a little bit about why it is we are both embarking on rival Succession podcasts, Joanna. But yeah, why don't you tell us where we can find your Succession podcast?
Yeah, mine is just a part of our ongoing Vanity Fair sort of TV recap series called Still Watching. So if you tuned in for Still Watching Game of Thrones or Still Watching Westworld or Still Watching Big Little Lies, it's the same feed. So if you're subscribed to Still Watching, you'll be able to hear us do this. If you haven't subscribed, my co-host on that podcast is Richard Lawson, who's a chief critic of Vanity Fair. And we usually have interviews with guests, talent from the show, are usually guests on our podcast as well. So we will be dropping those on the Still Watching feed. So you can subscribe to that and you will hear us talk about Succession season two.
Succession season two debuts on August 11th on HBO. Obviously both you and I were quite taken with season one. Joanna Robinson, what was so great about this show?
I was actually like, someone traded something. I want to say it was sharp objects. Like someone, basically an ex of mine, like we sometimes recommend shows to each other. He really wanted me to watch this. I did not. I was not interested in these like white men and their struggles for power or whatever. I was like, okay. Even though a lot of people liked it, I was really resistant. And I think I did trade sharp objects for Succession and I wound up really loving it. I was really surprised by how taken I was with it. The description that I popped on Twitter earlier this week that got a lot of people saying like, oh, well, now I actually want to watch the show, is the premise that I'm pitching people on is what if Game of Thrones centered on Tywin's retirement and everyone vying for the throne is a Lannister, right? Mm. Some of them more Lance Lannister than Tyrion, what have you. So, it's Brian Cox is the paterfamilias. A lot of great actors, Kieran Culkin, Matthew McFadden, like is this family, the Roy family, based loosely on the Murdoch family, try to figure out who's gonna rule the company.
I really love the show. This is my favorite show on television right now.
Oh wow!
I have probably watched the first season like four times all the way through. It's a show that has so many kind of in jokes and so many witty lines. There, it's very layered. So like you could watch an episode and then like miss, you know, 5 to 10 jokes or 5 to 10 like witty comebacks. And so I like going back and re-exploring. I find there's a lot there to go back to. But really, fundamentally, what I love about the show is how unappealing it makes the idea of being rich, and how one of the theses of the show is that if you are that rich, you never know what someone's angle is when they talk to you, right? Like everyone always wants something from you to some degree. And that is its own kind of hellish existence. But really, it's also about just like how different the lives of rich people are and how things that are obstacles for regular people are not obstacles for them. And they basically live lives with impunity. And I think this is an especially incisive thing to take a look at, particularly in this day and age. So there's many things I love about the show. The dialogue, much of it very strong. And, of course, the showrunner, Jesse Armstrong, has his share of brilliant dialogue that he's written on shows like The Thick of It and Peep Show. So combining that with this kind of look at the this Murdoch-esque family, I think just made for a very compelling watch. And so I am super psyched for season two to come out on August 11th.
Right. And I think what's great about Succession is while you find yourself occasionally empathizing with these like monstrous rich people, like when they let their little bit of humanity peep through, it's not asking you to feel like sorry for them. The show's not asking you to feel sorry for them. Sometimes you feel for them or feel with them, but the show's not like, oh, poor rich people. It's not doing that at all. Yeah. It's a tear down look at like corporate culture, media culture, Fox Media, and it's not just the Murdoch family. There's a number of real life antics of very rich and powerful executives have found their way into the show over the episodes. So for those who are a little tired of watching or think maybe it's a little too masculine, there are a lot of male characters on this show. They have injected a number of female cast members into season two. Holly Hunter is in season two. Cherry Jones is in season two. And a great actor named Jeannie Berlin, who was fantastic in Night Of, is incredible as like basically a head of Fox News in season two. So like there's a lot of really like tough old broads season two, which I'm really, really happy about. So
it's a show that I like leave running in the background, you know, because I've seen it so many times and I'm like comforted by it because of how many times I've watched it. So.
Oh, it's your Frasier.
Yes, it's my What do you mean by that?
That's what I do with Frasier.
Oh, I see. It's my version of Frasier, which is what you do with that show. Gotcha. Yeah. So we are having dueling Succession podcasts, still watching, as well as The Sweet Smell of Succession. You can find those on Apple Podcasts or wherever your fine podcasts can be downloaded. And we'd encourage you to A, watch the show on HBO, and B, listen to both podcasts, because I think we'll probably be tackling the show in slightly different ways, and it'll be interesting, especially if you've been fans of our work here on A Cast of Kings. So all that said, Jonah Robinson, you and I have also been working on a couple of other projects as well, and people who are really thirsty for some Jonah Robinson / David Chang content, let's tell them where they can find more of our stuff.
Yeah, if you're not yet bored of our voices, I'm launching another podcast at the end of August called Boiler Room Cast, and this is a labor of love that I'm doing with Kristen Russo, who's co-host of the Buffering Cast, and it's about my so-called life. So this show is having its 25th anniversary, I think it is, this year, which makes me feel incredibly old. And so we, in honor of that, we are launching the podcast. We're going to watch it week by week. We have interviews lined up with the cast, and it's all sort of keeping pace with how the show itself aired. So we will be airing an episode on the same week as that episode aired 25 years ago. So that's a project we're doing. It's a short, I mean, My So-Called Life was only one season and it wasn't even really a full season. So it's like a short little mini series labor of love for us, for a show that meant a lot to us. Launched the career of Claire Danes, for better or worse, launched the career of Jared Leto, and did a lot to
real mixed bag there.
And did a lot to push the needle on gay representation on television. Huge iconic show. Dave Chen.
So where can people find that?
Oh, thank you. If you go to www.boilerroomcast.com, we've got a Kickstarter going with a lot of fun bonuses for the episode. We'll be doing like live watch-alongs and all this sort of stuff. If you want to sign up for that, and that is where you will find all the information that you need. So that is boilerroomcast.com for all your My So-Called Life podcasting needs. Dave Chen, what are you working on?
I am doing a weekly interview show where I speak with filmmakers and authors and other people who are doing cool things on and around the internet. It's called Culturally Relevant, and you can find it at culturallyrelevantshow.com. I've had some really cool guests already and some really cool guests planned for the future, including Dan Trachtenberg, the director of 10 Cloverfield Lane, and Lulu Wong, the director of The Farewell, and many other people in the future. I'm not going to pre-announce it right now. You just got to subscribe at culturallyrelevantshow.com. So that's what we've been working on. We hope that all of you all out there have been enjoying the post-Thrones life. How about you, Joanna? How's the post-Thrones life been going for you?
I mean, I don't miss Thrones. I only miss you. So.
Well, I feel exactly the same. So anyway, hope you have a chance to check out the podcast that we're all working on. And that'll be a way for us to keep in touch until the next thing Joanna and I do together. But thanks for listening. And we'll see you out there in the great wide world of podcasting.